This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. As more and more of our data gets sucked in by governments or private companies and put into so-called black box algorithms, advertisements for products and certain policies get better at hitting their mark. There are dangers to this, though, and they're explored in a new book called The Black Box Society by University of Maryland Law Professor Frank Pasquale. Frank, thanks for coming on.
Oh, thank you, Ben.
Tell me about what a black box algorithm is.
That's an algorithm that has certain inputs to it, say for a newfangled type of credit score, where they look at how many Facebook friends you have and maybe 1,000 other data points about you. And then they spit out an output, some score. But the black box algorithm is what's in between. That's the critical calculation. I call it a black box because we don't have access to these sorts of algorithms.
Can an algorithm be racist?
I think they can. I mention in the book this problem that occurred when a background checker website started advertising. And a very prominent computer scientist, LaTanya Sweeney, noticed that when she typed in her name as sort of a Google search, it would come back, LaTanya Sweeney, arrested? But if she put in Tanya, it would just come back, hey, we found Tanya Sweeney. Most people believe that the company involved is not full of racists trying to mark out African-Americans as more likely to be arrested.
Sure. It's a sort of the engineer's argument here is we've created this algorithm and it is learned that these names are more often searched for with the word arrested attached to them. And so we feel that this will be the most useful to present this kind of result.
That's right. It's just seen as reflecting the preferences of thousands or possibly millions of users.
And what's the problem with that?
The problem becomes that then there probably are lots of people at the margins who don't think this way, but then who are subtly influenced to think this way. And we need to move beyond simply saying, well, we just reflect what people are doing to a point which we try to make these algorithms more educative and more progressive in their outcomes, I think.
Can we regulate them? And if so, how do we go about that?
I think that we need to look at the results. So some people, they read my book and they say, oh, you're talking about systems that are so complex, no human can understand them. No human can understand how the Google algorithm works or how certain finance algorithms work. And my response is fine, but there are certain types of results that I think should not be permitted. And that, I think, is an anti-discrimination type of approach to it, where if it's hitting a particular group particularly hard, we may have to step in and say, we're not going to just accept these algorithm results as the be-all, end-all. We're going to have other ways of doing things.
Frank Pasquale is professor of law at the University of Maryland. He's also the author of the new book, The Black Box Society, The Secret Algorithms That Control Money and Information. Frank, thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.